Offended by a baby Thursday. Been there series, week 3. First thing is to take a moment and ask God what He wants to show you before listening today. You can even pause this for a moment if needed. Next is the daily. Understand this, my dear brothers and sisters, you must all be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to get angry. James 1:19. I'm not a big fan of babies. I'm always amazed at how excited people get to hold them and start talking really weird to them. But my biggest problem is what happened a few years ago while holding a baby after one of our Sunday gatherings at C3. Don't ask me why any normal mom would hand me her baby. Anyways, this baby swatted its arm and scratched the whole side of my face. I was angry and offended. Would you argue that I'm being childish and ridiculous? Why? You mean if you were holding a baby and his little arm swats you in the face, you wouldn't take offense to that? Why not? Maybe you could argue that the little guy didn't intend to hurt me, even though I could see in his eyes it was intentional. No, we respond with "oh" or laughter or something to that effect. But if it is anyone older, like a friend, a family member, or even someone in our church family who offends us, even if it's with a little swat of their words or actions, we are undone. We expect more from them. We become angry, and we want to defend ourselves, fight back, or leave forever. Maybe we all get offended and act like babies ourselves. Yet at the same time, many of us are not really careful about the things we say to others. Sadly, we get offended when someone does way less to us. But what if we stopped and took a deep breath before becoming so angry or offended? What if we gave someone the benefit of the doubt before jumping to what are usually some very judgmental conclusions? What if we also focused more on forgiving others the way we would hope someone would forgive us in the future, or even better, the way that Jesus has forgiven us in the past? Last but not least is your two prayers for the day. First, pray, God, what are you showing me, and what am I going to do about it? Second, ask God to help me to see one person that I can serve through a kind word, random act of kindness, or simple gift today. If you're listening through the Epic Life app, make sure you click the back button, then click to complete the reading. If you would like to keep listening for the 4x6 plan, which is how to read through the New Testament with 4 minutes per day, 6 days a week, then here goes. This is Matthew chapter 2, verses 16 through 23. Herod was furious when he realized that the wise men had outwitted him. He sent soldiers to kill all the boys in and around Bethlehem who were 2 years old and under, based on the wise men's report of the star's first appearance. Herod's brutal action fulfilled what God had spoken through the prophet Jeremiah. A cry was heard in Ramah, weeping and great mourning. Rachel weeps for her children, refusing to be comforted, for they are dead. When Herod died, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt. "Get up," the angel said. "Take the child and his mother back to the land of Israel, because those who were trying to kill the child are dead." So Joseph got up and returned to the land of Israel with Jesus and his mother. But when he learned that the new ruler of Judea was Herod's son Archelaus, he was afraid to go there. Then, after being warned in a dream, he left for the region of Galilee. So the family went and lived in a town called Nazareth. This fulfilled what the prophets had said: he will be called a Nazarene. This is 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 1 through 14. This will be my third visit to you. Every matter must be established by the testimony of two or three witnesses. I already gave you a warning when I was with you the second time. I now repeat it while absent, On my return, I will not spare those who sinned earlier or any of the others, since you are demanding proof that Christ is speaking through me. He is not weak in dealing with you, but is powerful among you. For to be sure, he was crucified in weakness, yet he lives by God's power. Likewise, we are weak in him, yet by God's power we will live with him in our dealing with you. Examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith, test yourselves. Do you not realize that Christ Jesus is in you, unless, of course, you fail the test? And I trust that you will discover that we have not failed the test. Now we pray to God that you will not do anything wrong, not so that people will see that we have stood the test, but so that you will do what is right, even though we may seem to have failed. For we cannot do anything against the truth, but only for the truth. We are glad whenever we are weak, but you are strong, and our prayer is that you may be fully restored. This is why I write these things when I am absent, that when I come I may not have to be harsh in my use of authority, the authority the Lord gave me for building you up, not for tearing you down. Finally, brothers and sisters, rejoice. Strive for full restoration, encourage one another, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Greet one another with a holy kiss. All God's people here send their greetings. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Don't forget to click back and complete your reading or comment on the app, and we'll see you tomorrow.